Welcome to the Avery Bars FC podcast. Dude. I'm here with my lab group. We have Cameron to my left, Brendan to my left, and Ian straight in front of me.
We are working on biology review for our lab and our exam today.
What are you doing?
It's the podcast. Introduce yourself, guys. Start with Cam.
Hello.
Start with Brendan.
What's up?
Ian, say hi to the podcast.
Hi.
All right. Our first question. Feel free to do these at home if you guys need review help. Which of the following phases of mitosis is essentially the opposite of prometaphase in terms of the nuclear envelope? So opposite of, that's got to be metaphase. Okay, it's not metaphase, telophase. It is telophase. In a human skin cell that is going through the cell cycle, when do the centrosomes separate? Probably
never.
Phase of mitosis during which the chromosomes move towards separate poles of the cell is anaphase, and I got that right in my first try.
Are you turning in double-sided?
Yeah.
Like two different graphs on one paper?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them occurring during
photocopy it and then turn it into a separate
Which event or events occur during anaphase?
So Ian, what's up with galactose on here?
Is that the planet?
No, shut up.
There's like no bar for galactose or lactose.
Oh, it's zero.
Okay. How did that happen? Oh, okay.
I think mine was sucrose.
It was like 0.1, and then there was a 0.1 error.
Which event?
So corrected, it was zero.
Okay, gotcha.
Literally, they didn't at all. They didn't produce CO2.
Okay,
gotcha. We don't have to say that. That's just part of it.
Right.
All right, that this question is, which of the following represents a mismatch or incorrect description? So the first one is telophase, chromosomes become more extended. Is that true or false?
Oh, sorry to interrupt. We have a room at 1. Did you reserve it?
At 1,
we have it reserved from 12 to 159.
Yeah.
12 to 159?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll find another room for us. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, that's fine.
Sorry.
Dude, I know I have that reserved though too. I don't know what she's
done.
Are you
sure?
Yeah, I have
like Marzinsa.
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 Here, I'll read it off. Marzinsa study. November 14, 2019, 12 p.m. to 1:59 p.m.
November 15th, head ass.
No, it's not. Mary Itima Pew Library, room 216, seminar room.
It is.
Yes.
There's a fat ass sign on that wall. This is 216 with an arrow. I was late.
There we go.
Sorry. I did something wrong. We're just gonna. Don't worry. Alright, fucking do it. Thanks.
I'm gonna take my penis out first.
Dude, I'm glad if your penis is in it. I'd be a little distracted by that.
Alright, hey, what stage of the cell cycle do sister chromatids separate? That's gotta be.
Anaphase.
No.
Cam.
I don't know.
Anaphase is correct.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear your question.
What stage do the sister come to?
Anaphase.
Yeah, there you go.
You got it.
Fire. We got this shit. I'm about to make this exam my bitch.
I'm about to fuck.
No, this is the exam's
to
gonna make us.
Exams toes,
dude, the exam's gonna own us. At which stage of mitosis are chromosomes lined up in one plane in preparation for their separation? Oh, that's anaphase. No, it is not. Metaphase, after my fourth try.
Look at that. I have the descriptions for all of them. It's not that hard.
You do that for me?
Interphase is cell growth and DNA replication. Prophase is where the chromosomes condense.
Nice.
And then prometaphase is when the nuclear envelope splits and the mitotic spindles start to... Well, like they form in prophase, but it like actually starts to happen in prometaphase.
That's a hell of a lot of carbon.
Metaphase, the chromosomes line up anaphase, they're pulled apart by the microtubules.
Yep.
The cleavage furrow is in telophase.
And that's in animal cells in its cell wall.
Yep. And then the nucleus starts to reform, and then cytoplasm splits in cytokinesis, and the nucleus is fully formed. We have two new cells.
And a boy.
What time is it right now?
12:59. That's why she was trying to get in here.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll have to go find another room.
Yeah, you will, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, like, what are we gonna say? No, we'll move for you. Like,
if I had actually been wrong, if we were wrong in that situation, then I would have been like, I have a screenshot.
Avery has never been more sure of anything in his entire life.
Yeah, if the exam was on this, Avery would fuck.
Oh, dude, what time is our room reserved? 12:59. What room?
Does it not say your name?
It should say it.
Go check if you're still, like, scared.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared about shit.
I can take her.
Pussies are soft, that's what Ian said. Type of sugar.
We also know that the odds that she's gonna find another room are very fucking slim.
Slim or high?
Slim.
Are they all booked?
You said they were. Like,
yeah, for today. Like, no.
Yes.
So like, no,
well,
but like you,
today, right?
You just got done saying like you'll walk into a random room and nobody's in there. So that's what I thought you were talking about.
I mean,
about.
I have, yeah.
Right. So like,
but I mean, personally, I think the odds.
Well, remember, like, we had one booked from 12 to 1 Tuesday and we didn't show up. So, like, people flake a lot. But yeah, I feel you. When a cell is in S phase, when a cell in S phase is fused with the cell in G1,
they have sex.
DNA synthesis begins immediately. So, no, they don't have sex, Cameron.
Shit.
I have sex.
I have yet to. I'm waiting until marriage, right?
Yeah, I did. Me too, honestly. I just wanted to be special, so.
You'd be unlucky to see which of the following human cells dividing. Probably a nerve cell, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, that's
it. I was close.
Oh, that was my bad, bro. You need me to kiss it? I kind of feel bad. Because, like, I'll kiss it if you want me to. Like,
no,
it's
okay.
I want you to.
Like, I don't want to, but if you want me to, I'll do it.
I'll kiss you.
I'll kiss fucking.
I want you to kiss me.
We're learning a lot about each other right now.
It'd be so nice, because it'd be the first time I had to get on my tiptoes.
You know Chris Griffin from Family Guy?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen episodes where he like says something, but he says it in a really deep voice?
I think that doesn't only happen a couple times.
Yeah, Peter's like, here's how you start a lawnmower. And he goes up like this, and Chris is like, can I do it like this? And he's like, sure. He's like, that's a lot more familiar of emotion.
He said you have the finger captions on different paper. Should I just like write mine?
When's Symbola's office hours?
Whenever you want.
We should look. No, that's not it. We should low-key pull up and like ask her a ton of questions. Why is your voice so weird, Miss Symbola? I was punched in the throat when I was younger, and now I sound like.
And now I have this like weird Adam's apple, but I'm not supposed to have.
I'm not a guy, but like cytokinesis went wrong. I had my parents have a recessive trait for an Adam's apple for females. I acquired it.
There, perfect.
Miss Symbola, if you're listening to this podcast, we all appreciate everything you do for us very much. We just love talking about your voice.
What a bitch. Okay, so that's how much DNA there is in each of the cells.
Ian's goating right now. All the DNA in cells. Facts.
Okay. So how did... Okay, let's make it fun. So sound stupid, but how do we get the RQ value? I forgot about that.
Oh, but this is lab. I don't need to care about that.
Like, what would I even be writing for here? Like, obviously, it's the RQ value of different types of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like oxygen produced over CO2 consumed. Or other way around, oxygen consumed over CO2 produced. There's our, I have the data for it.
Can you please call it data?
I'm not your dad.
No, data.
You're not my dad.
You're not my dad. I can do so many good voices. I called Chick-fil-A yesterday in my Angley voice. They're like, because my friends work there. They're like, this is Aubrey. How may I help you? And I'm like, what is your name? And she's like, Audrey. I'm like, my name is Ainsley. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, I have 3 wives and 4 kids. I am not allowed to see the kids anymore due to a violent act that occurred a while ago. Yes. Questions.
So that's 12.
Dude, when she walked in here, I totally thought she saw me just ripping my vape, and I thought she was gonna say something.
Can you place that vape in the study rooms? It makes them smell bad. There's a cloud of ash at the top of the door.
It just sits there.
I can't even do like an Aisley voice. Like, that's not in my arsenal.
What's an Aisley voice?
There's this kid on my brother's soccer team that my friend Zach was coaching. His name was Harvey.
You gotta stop, man.
No, Brendan. Brendan. This dude's name was Harvey. So like, he'd go up to my friend Zach, who's the coach, and be like, "What position do you want me to go in at, coach?" Like, have you seen Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Yeah.
He looks like a ginger version of Greg Heffley.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll play right forward if you want me to, coach.
What is a locus? Oh, I know this one. The precise locus. Yes. Sexual and asexual reproduction are alike in that. They can occur both in multicellular organisms. A karyotype is a photograph. Yep, got it. Ian, a haploid zygote is 1, and then a diploid is 2.
You know it.
Somebody pray for me, because I could have been a slave. Which of the following is part of the life cycle called alternation of genes? Oh, I should know this. All the listed responses, duh. Alright, so the sexual cycle of the diploid multicellular algae genus Fucus involves. A life cycle in which the...
Okay. The amount of CO2 produced for each. That was not the fermentation, was it? That was this part.
If that is not fermentation, fermentation is...
No, I know this is fermentation. I'm just saying. This was this, wasn't it? No, this
other way.
This is this, no. And then this is...
Biosis,
yep.
This.
Yep.
How many pairs of autosomes do humans have? 22. Damn. 23, I said. Homologous. When we say that an organism is a haploid, somatic cells in humans contain 2. Nearly all life cycles are both haploid and diploid phases. Usually the transition from haploid to diploid. Okay, I should know this. I remember her talking about this.
Sure, I got my graphs done.
Cool.
Everything.
Cool. Sounds great. Slide this back over here. Slide the canoe. Now it's time to have gay sex.
I have a lot of gay sex.
We're on
to Cincinnati. Tom's our starting quarterback. We're on to Cincinnati.
So, basically what I was told is that meiosis 2 is pretty much the same as meiosis 1. Like, at the end of meiosis 1, you have two haploids. The end of meiosis 2, you have four. And, the only difference, I can't remember the difference.
Well, that doesn't help.
Yeah, I know, that's so hot. Like, the one important thing that I need to remember about that, I can't. I have the paper here, though.
It's okay, man, there's a lot of important things that I don't know about. Like how to make friends. I don't have a girl, so that's wrong. You can't get me on that. Anything.
My mom sucked my dick last night.
Bro.
Okay.
She's a listener of this podcast, and you just said that. Like, she might agree that it happened, but like, she'll still hear it. love you, Mom.
So, like, what I got from meiosis 2 is different, is because it ends with 4, obviously.
Obviously.
It contains non-replicated chromosomes, and the sister chromatids are separated. Is that fair?
Yeah, remember the whole thing we had about...
my knees hurt.
How it's random, and, like, they swap.
Random assortment, right?
You're talking about crossing over independent assortment.
Yeah, the independent assortment where...
Right.
So that's why they're not, like, directly copied.
Right, it's randomizing of sister chromatids. That's why they're not replicated.
It's like an experiment. It has to involve random assignment. That's a psychology thing. Stop doing that. You're a special young man.
I know. My mom told me that. So did my first grade teacher. Number one motivation.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. That's all we got today. Total podcast time, 17 minutes, 55 seconds. See you next time.